Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. We are on a temporary Team Talk server because apparently certain people decided to abuse the generosity of our Team Talk, so it has been temporarily ceased, is what I was told.
Idiots.
Remember that message about don't stay keyed up?
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly guilty of that for hours on end. but not quite in the same way.
yeah, points for honesty.
Actually, that's not true, because I have it set with a gate, so... The team talk actually is not constantly transmitting. Okay, so...
But we are here. Have you got the messengers? Do you want me to take those?
Are you going to be here the whole time?
Yeah, I should be.
Cool. All right. Yeah, if you do it, that's easier. Then I don't have to deal with putting it on a different machine, all that stuff. Okay. So I think today we will attempt to get back to solving our puzzles in Hector.
And, yes, my tricky little things. Did you get required information?
Not yet. I think we should just try and puzzle through it.
Oh, right.
So, let's see. So we were in...
We were in
episode 2, right?
Yes, we were in episode 2.
Senseless Acts of Justice.
Yeah, that.
I love the titles.
I can't remember exactly what we were doing, though.
Yeah. So, well, maybe that'll work in our favor. I know that there was something to do with the
shoe shiner and...
No, there was like the meat subscription.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that the Chez Le Buffet restaurant.
Yeah, that's right.
Some other things. All right, let me see something here.
Brand IAM 0.10.4. No, go away.
Let's go to the desktop for a second. Hello. Desktop. Hey, look at that. It actually did what I wanted. Bonus.
Imagine that. It's your lucky day.
Yeah. I only have to click on that thing a whole bunch of times, but whatever. Okay, so I think we'll just add some post gain here. And if we put in... Oh. What's going on? Oh, okay, that's what I want. All right. That ought to take care of the strange equalization, or rather, volume levels that seem to be in this game. Play game. Okay. Were we game one or game two? Oh, boy. I don't remember. Let's try game one. I don't believe that was our game.
The messengers are online.
Oh no, what is it doing now? Ugh. It's being a jerkwad. And now it's disappeared entirely. Okay. Quality. Hector, episode 2. Play. try this one. I don't know. I don't even know which game is which. I'm pretty sure that's not our game. Yes.
Oh, now I understand save slot confusion.
It just says game one and game two, and I may have inadvertently erased game one just now. And oops. If that was our game, which I at this point think that it was,
oh, darn. We'll live.
And, okay, this is, what's really even more annoying about this is that it just disappears and I have to re-find it because I saw no need to put this on my desktop. Alright. Let's see, maybe it didn't erase it. Let's find out. Nope. Alright, well, that sucks.
We need Hector.
We could just start episode two all over.
Something about this place rings a bell.
I can think of only one man trying to do good for this community. Find out what he needs.
25,000. Where the bleeding hell am I supposed to pull that kind of cash?
I want the hub of the Clapper's Rig porn industry shut down.
All right. What? Stay. I've done everything on your list.
Huh? You think that's all? You do a little spring cleaning and we all just go home.
Oh, here we go. Uh-oh. Did you place the puck in the pizza? What in the holy living toss?
Looks like this pizza party's over for you.
Ball bags.
So, Hector, no hostages, no terrorists, just an abandoned laptop in an abandoned building. Why, one can almost say there haven't been any crimes committed at all.
Except for the 37 cops who'll be spending tonight in a heap.
Ah, a trifle. Merely a speck in the eye of a grand plan.
Look, I'm sure it's a great story and all, but can we get on with this? I feel like I've been staring at this rifle for over a year.
Ah, Hector, always the here and now and never the wider scope. Fine, have it your way. Hope you don't mind if I don't stick around for what I'm sure will be profound parting words. The rifle you see before you is powered by a laptop containing highly sensitive face recognition software. Take one step closer and you'll be eating that pizza with a side order of garlic bread.
Uh-oh. Shove it, you bellend.
Nice.
Okay, so should we just, like, continue, or should we do something different, or...
I say continue. This is fun. Yeah,
alright.
No disagreement here.
Good review.
So click the rifle once to look death in the eye. Oh, how do the boy. Levels sound? Are the game levels?
Nice and comfortable.
Alright.
Laser-guided lobotomy is but a sneeze away.
Double-click the door to casually slip out the exit.
He said not one step closer, but he never mentioned anything about one step sideways.
There you go.
And apparently one step is all I'm going to get.
Nice try. You almost made it. Now pick up that sachet of brown sauce on the floor with a double-click.
Just my luck. Why couldn't this have been sweet chili?
Let me just see something. Game settings here. Ah, that is really strange. That ought to suffice. That should be much better. For some reason, the voice setting was a little too low. So now, with the rest of this, I'll probably have to adjust. Let's see. Examine anything in your possession with a double click. Try it with the pizza box.
Down to me last slice.
You can combine items.
No, don't do it.
Clicking one, then the other. Try putting the brown sauce on the pizza. No, don't do it, he says.
I can't believe I just ruined a perfectly last slice of pizza. Well, I'll still find a way to force it down, I'm sure.
Of course, you can use items in your inventory with other objects in the room. Try using your pizza with the wall.
Yes, that was a genuine scoff.
What a waste. Look, you've ruined me last slice. My life's hanging by a thread here. Can we stop with a bloody tutorial?
Sorry.
Nice.
Game controls can be found in the bottom left by clicking the Hector icon. Have a nice day.
Piss off. It's a who cares badge from that tosser in the park. My only memento from a morning from hell. Ball bags. Wasting me last slice on a sodding tutorial.
Let's see. Empty pizza box with... with wall.
What are you, an idiot?
Well, that doesn't work. Okay.
The
He's
result
got
of that warning shot
the attitude on him,
didn't even
he?
Give me time to finish me slice. Face recognition seems to mean any old face, not just mine. Now, how can I use this to my advantage?
Let's see. Trying to... We gotta get the gun to shoot the laptop. So let's try it again.
If I could find a way to get this face over there... Oh, damn these thick, stumpy arms of mine. Why couldn't I have monkey arms like Lambert? I'm all out of sustenance. Me tropical survival training should kick in soon. It's a loose panel over some electrical stuff. Screwed on tight. Maybe I could loosen it with something.
I tried to use the light switch.
Okay, nice and slow. Nothing back there but a jumble of old wire. Still, you never know. Wiry. There's a hidden stash of hardcore Class A drugs back here. Nah, joke, it's empty. A box on a string's no good if I still can't reach. What should I tie the other end to? Might as well be throwing licorice at it. Nothing else in there. A box on a string's... Gotta find a way to distract the gun first.
Let's see, I got the empty pizza box and the wire. Oh, yeah.
That floor plank looks a little loose. This had been a slapstick comedy instead of an action drama. That plank probably would have smacked me in the face.
Oh. I forgot something else. Oh.
Welcome to the EDIN.
That took a while.
Forwarding system.
The numbers are currently not forwarded. To fast forward them to yourself, press 1. The numbers are now forwarded to Andrew.
Okay.
So, with that, the phones are now live.
Yay.
I like how the music timed itself perfectly to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's combine the wire with floor plank.
It's like a fishing rod a child would make, the kind that usually catches sweet bugger all.
And combine the pizza box with the fishing rod.
This ought to mess with that facial recognition bollocks.
Sir Miles is asking, where'd you get this game from? GOG? It's pretty awesome.
This is from Telltale. The people who did Tales of Monkey Island, Bone,
Back to the Future,
Sam and Max, Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, The Walking Dead, and they are going to be doing a new King's Quest game.
Wow.
Nice.
And in other news, the Double Fine Adventure is being worked on now, as well as a new space adventure from the guys that made Space Quest.
Nifty.
Both of those two got funded on Kickstarter. So, Double Fine, of course, that's Tim Schafer, who made Grim Fandango and worked on all the Monkey Island games, I believe, as well. Definitely the first one, the second one, and
I'm pretty sure all of them
except the Telltale ones.
I saw that most recent update to that Kickstarter. I did actually, you may remember, I did actually go ahead and chipped in a certain amount to that.
Yeah, it's looking, I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Definitely.
So, let's combine our fishing rod with lure with the laptop.
Here goes. It's a shame there's no one around to see this.
Yeah.
That even challenged my suspension of disbelief.
All right, well, let's take this dead rifle.
I wonder if this is one of those check and see if it's dead moments, like in horror films. Those never turn out so well. Rule number one. When you're inside a building surrounded by Clapper's Reek police snipers, never, ever go to the window. It's mounted to the floor. It's mounted.
All right, well.
I wonder if Jarvis is still out there.
When I examine the rifle. Let's see.
Locked! How the hell? Oh, I guess just walking out would have been much too easy.
So we're locked. We're trapped in this room, apparently. Oh, there's a hole in the floor.
Luck. An electromagnetic pulse generator capable of shutting down all electrical equipment in a 5-block radius.
All right, let's use the rifle with the door.
Seems like a logical next step. Satisfying.
Exit to hallway.
Right, let's hit the pub. The bloody beeping's getting louder. Can't be good. What in the name of all things, Bran?
Seven.
Oh, hell,
six,
I can't even be
five,
running for me life.
Four, three, two.
Well, anything?
One.
No. Nothing at all.
Well,
wait,
the timer was
wrong.
We're
going to need another volunteer.
That didn't sound good.
No kidding.
Ah, unlucky. Oh well, job done, people. Pack up and move out. Let's see the pub, lads. What? What about the hostages and Hector?
Sir, look at the mess of that building. No one's coming out of there alive now, are they? It's a shame about Hector. He'll be missed. Bright side, sir. Terrorist also dead. Victory in its own cruel way.
Well, I suppose, but...
You've been through a lot today, sir. Why don't we head back to the station, pour ourselves a couple of celebratory brandies fit for two heroes, eh?
Yes, brandy. Lead on. Perhaps we should commission a commemorative plaque in honor of the courageous Hector.
Well, we can certainly discuss it, sir. It might be just what the men's lavatories need to give them a lift.
Hector, if there's a chance you're still in there, I'll never lose hope.
Simmers wrote in and said, yay, boom!
No permanent damage, I hope. Nothing like falling through four floors of masonry to put perspective on a hangover. I'm never going to complain about a night out on the piss ever again. Oh, fixed a crick in me back, though. Small victories. I can always use an extra hand.
There's a hand on the ground.
I've got one hand in me pocket and the other one is... Bugger, I'm out of cigarettes. Isn't it ironic? The remains of that rifle. I should probably grab it for forensics, assuming I'll get out of here alive. Rifle didn't survive the trip down, but forensics might still be able to pull something off it.
Look at bodies.
Oh, bugger, Rachel, it's a bloody massacre. There were hostages in here. Oh, never
better
mind.
Watch it with
just
phrases
a stack
like
of
that.
Old
people
dummies.
Might start to take
bugger
it the wrong
me.
Way.
That's still a bit weird.
What?
I said you better watch it with phrases like, look at bodies. Otherwise, people it might start to take it the wrong way.
Well, I don't
know. Never mind. It was a very juvenile joke.
I'm going to look at the bodies again.
Fashion victim. Literally.
Nice.
I can't combine those things. Well, those things together, not bloody lightly.
All right, exit to stairs, I guess.
Fingers crossed the rest of the bleeding building's more useful than this room. It's all that's left of that laptop from upstairs. Our tech lab guy will love this. He communicates politely with anything that isn't human.
Look at Hector-shaped hole.
Oh, that is one huge hole. Whatever caused that must have been extremely heavy and traveling at... Oh.
I love the
music
in this
game. Not exactly the cleanest, but any port in a storm.
There's a toilet. Use toilet.
Thank God, I'm bursting out both sides. You may want to avert your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Please, Hector. Anything. Just any little sign. Let me know you're alive. I recognize that. Hector, it's you.
I like how right now he's standing next to the twat truck. Tactical weapons and tactics.
Hector, are you there? Come in. Oh, God. Wouldn't go in there for at least a fortnight.
Hector?
Huh? Did that Lou just say my name?
Oh, happy day it is you. I'm not gonna cry.
This is a new one, even for me.
Hector, it's me, Lambert.
Ooh, Lambert, for a minute there I was... Oh, never mind. Put one of the demolition boys on so they can get me out of here.
Can't. They've gone home.
They what?
Well, when I say home, I mean pub. Look, don't worry, boss. I'm on this. I've got sledgehammers, explosives, screwdrivers, coloured keycards. Everything we need to get you out of this jam sandwich is right here in the trusty van.
Somebody's stealing the van.
You mean for once I don't have to come up with some kind of improvised solution using only discarded objects? Lambert? Lambert? You still there? Lambert?
Oh. Actually, boss.
Decoration, Lambert, what have you done wrong this time?
I'm gonna get cracking on that improvising thing you mentioned.
Brill, super cop. If I need you again, which I seriously doubt, I'll just come and yell at this turd.
Whatever makes you feel better, sir. Over and out.
Sweet, merciful Hubert H. Christmas on a mechanical bull. Why can't things ever be easy?
Looks like we just switched
Lambert,
to Lambert
it's
now.
It's the moment you've been waiting for. Time to shine. Hector's trapped, time is running out, the rest of the squad has gone home, and you're flying solo. Plus, you've lost your truck full of tools, so your only weapons are your keen sense of observation and your wits. Oh, crumbs. Hector's doomed.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're doing
that. Oh, that's so clever.
What? What's so clever?
I may have found a way in. I may have found a way in. I just need to find a way to pry that cover off.
Look out, fridge.
They really should have removed the handle before dumping it. Imagine if a child got in there.
Yeah.
In my experience, there's always handy stuff in discarded fridges.
Ahoy, yes. Young dapper sir. Don't you jig for a penny?
Oh, that's so cute. I don't think I have a penny, though. Have you got change of a tenner?
A tenner? What's that? I ain't never heard of that much money, sir.
Oh, well, could have used a bit of dancing today. It's been a bit of a downer. Why were you hiding in that revolting germ-soaked rubbish tip?
Sir, that's my unassuming abode.
Oh, and what a lovely home it is. I like what you've done with the dirt.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Does your mother know you live in a fridge?
Ain't got no mother or father. Ain't never had one. They was paupers too. Me dad died in a stampede during a sausage roll giveaway. Me mum died in childbirth at the same sausage roll giveaway.
That was you, the sausage roll baby of Clapper's Reek.
That's me. I am rightly.
That incident brought much-needed attention to the bylaws regarding sausage roll giveaway crowd control. Well done, you.
Guess I'm a bit of a public hero then, eh?
What age are you?
I have no accurate knowledge of my age. Never saw me birth certificate, nor, in fact, have I even had a birthday.
Oh, I'm welling up now.
What age do you think I'd be, sir?
Well, it'd be a guess. Looking at you, I'd say you were about 3. Hey, how about we crown today your birthday? Happy 3rd birthday, smelly trash boy. Hip, hip. Playing in fridges can be very dangerous.
I told you, sir, I live in it.
Aren't you worried about suffocating?
Some nights I leave it open a crack when I sleep. That's when the rats come.
How'd you end up living here?
Well, I used to live in a bird box until the neighbours started complaining about the noise of my tap dancing.
What do you do?
I tried to tap quieter, but it's just not the same. I've got to let it out.
I don't suppose you've got any hand sanitizer in there?
Oi, are you making fun of my disability?
Oh, no, it's He's just got a I hook wouldn't for want a to hand. Catch anything off you. I mean, get my hands dirtier. Oh, God, I feel really itchy. Could you step back a bit? What happened to your hand?
I used to shine shoes at the boot blackening factory until the operations manager took me hand off for thieving post-it notes from the staff stationery cupboard.
Oh, how horrid.
Bojo cast me out, and now I make a less than meagre wage on the streets of Clapper's Reek, utilising my skills as an independent shoe shine boy.
You still shine shoes with the, that?
Well, the hook does seriously impede my ability to shine shoes without leaving huge scuffs. And between you and me, I have taken off a fair share of toes. Oh, but I'm really, really good. I could shine you now if you like.
No, no, just did mine this morning.
Oh.
Fare thee well. It reminds me of my last job.
I looked at the broken shopping trolley.
Oh, this trolley's seen better days. Hey, can I have this old trolley?
It depends. Will you be my daddy?
Oh, well.
Oh, go on. You seem such a nice fella. You can take it. but remember where you got it.
Sure thing. Right next to the revolting germ soap rubbish tip. Thanks, little sport. I'm always surprised why so many people return their trolleys after shopping. I mean, they're only £1 each. That's a bargain. Oh, it's missing the back wheels. Hey, I thought we cordoned off this area. I should know. I was appointed official cordoner. Meeks gave me a sash and everything.
There's two professional ladies over here that look more than worse for wear.
Oh dear.
This wall is structurally unsound. My arms are like cocktail sticks with squares of cheese on the end. I can't knock down a wall with my bare hands. My arm... She looks lost. That, or she's been mauled by a wild bear. She looks the worst for wear. Must have ate a dodgy pilchard or something.
Let's switch to Hector.
According to my chiropractor, I shouldn't be doing this. That won't shift. That hinge pin's holding it solid. There's a whole other room over there, but there's a bloody great hole in the way.
Could I please just borrow your shoe? I'll bring it right back, good as new.
You're not curly. Can he have your shoe? Go on, then.
Citizens, please retreat from the exclusion zone and structurally unsound building.
You police? You're gonna arrest us for being too sexy? Sorry, darling, I keep the volume down.
Do you young ladies need assistance?
We've been waiting on a taxi for 4 hours until someone here just told me she forgot to phone it.
Yeah. Not phoned.
You girls better be on your way. This is not a safe area to be hanging around.
I can look after myself. Anyone tries it on with me, I'll ram a stiletto in their ear.
I'm scared, and there's no one to hold me.
There we go, that's better.
Your friend there, did she eat a dodgy pilchard or something?
Nah, she's fine. Only she went and spent her entire student loan on tequila shots. Didn't you, Kaylee? Yeah, she'll be right.
Yikes.
How did you girls get here?
Oh my God, do you want to hear a so funny story?
Does it involve drinking? Does it involve driving? Does it involve drugs? Is there a princess in it?
Is there a princess in it?
Princess? Yeah, there you go. Bogart, Kaylee. We totally forgot about her when we stopped for a piddle at the mini-market in Little Beirut. God, I hope she crashed behind the skip instead of trying to find another six on her own. Or we'll see if she turns up at the reception. I don't really like her anyway.
Where are you girls looking to get to?
Marital Registration Office on Gilbert Road. Today's our wedding day.
Well, shouldn't you be off getting ready for the big day?
We are ready, you plonker. What, you say we look like a couple of skanks?
You look lovely.
She's all set to walk down the aisle and I'm her virgin bridesmaid, okay? Just need to get there first.
Can't you walk to your destination?
Ask her again when you've been dancing in heels to hardcore trance till 7 a.m.
I'll do that. What's the matter with her feet?
She insisted on jamming her bunion-riddled plates into pumps 4 sizes too small.
Well, I can see how that would be uncomfortable.
Tuh, you'd be sorry. You got fat feet, Kaylee. Fat. Always said that. When will you admit it, dumb swaz?
Oh.
What's funny is the Kaylee is the skinnier of the two.
Oh.
Oops.
Although skinny to the point of unhealthy looking.
Oh dear.
Emaciated.
That's the word. The other one actually is relatively normally proportioned.
Has some curves, has some actual, like, substance, yeah.
That's pretty funny. Let's see. What's wrong with this? Let's see.
Is there still a chance you'll make it in time?
We should have been there an hour ago. Grim's too good for her. She don't even love him. Anyway, she's got a thing going with Big Glenn. He'll not care if she don't turn up.
Well, no hurry then.
Well, kinda. We arranged it so the wedding service wouldn't clash with today's episode of the Jeremy Kyle Show. If we don't get a set of wheels, we'll miss it.
Miss the show?
No, miss the wedding. There's no way I'm missing Kyle. Find out today who the real father of my neighbour Kelly's cousin's baby is.
I'll see if I can arrange transport for you.
Mate, if you can get us a set of wheels, I'll give you 10 minutes behind the tip.
I don't accept bribes, and I'm a bit of a germaphobe, to be honest. I'm referring to the rubbish tip. I didn't mean... Oh, God, this isn't going well.
Let's go back this way.
I saw something like this once in a torture museum. After seeing her feet, I can see why. I saw something.
Let's try using stilettos with air vent.
That sounds like a different combination.
Maybe I could use this shoe to pry off this vent.
Huh? Well, it worked.
Kaylee's going to be very displeased. Why do I always do stupid things when it comes to women's shoes?
Where the hell did this come from? What is it? And why couldn't it have been a sausage roll?
Pick up pointy thing.
This thing's got the tensile strength of a railroad spike, but it's the width of an Ardox nail. Surely I can find a use for it, whatever it is.
Exit to stairs. Let's see if we can use this on the pin for this door.
Loo with a view. Perfect. That ought to hold me weight. Well, the weight of an average human anyway.
Let's see. Let's dump some stuff down the broken pipe.
Let's see what happens when I do this. Blimey, I think that went all the way outside. Hey, Lambert, I'm sending myself out to you one piece at a time.
No!
Nah. If I add evidence out to Lambert, he'll just run off to forensic with it and forget about me.
Let's exit to inaccessible room.
No sign of an exit, but bloody hell. This place looks like an abattoir in a blimmin' Quincy What's-His-Face movie. Finally, a clue I can relate to. Sit, lap. This place just keeps getting weirder.
Just letters, some letters on the wall.
It's one of them cleaning buckets with wheels on. A good murder investigator always carries his own mop. Much as I hate doing things by the book, I should probably take a sample of this for evidence. Ah, here we are. Perhaps when they find me one day in the far future, they can pry it from me cold, dead fingers to solve the case.
Let's switch back to Lambert.
One man's trap. It's two wheels short of a joyride. way.
Let me go over there, damn it.
Oh my, I thought it was a real hand for a second. Oh, that's quite handy. Got it, Hector. It worked.
Let's give fake hand to street urchin.
Here you are, little fella. Try this. It's so beautiful. I loves it so. You don't need that nasty old hook anymore. Oh, me old mate Hooky's been a real friend all these years. A horrible, nasty, scabby, chafing friend. Old Bojo's gonna choke on his roast pheasant when he sees the lineup at my shoe shine stand. Oh, thank you, sir. Anything you need from me, you can have it.
The hook?
It's yours.
Yay!
Isn't it great when you do someone a favor and they think you're doing it for them, but you're really doing it for you? It's win-win.
Ulterior motives for the win.
Yeah.
A hook? Yo ho ho! Now where's the sodding rum?
Let's see, I believe if I combine the mop with the hook, then I can pick up this bucket.
I could go fishing for sharks with this. Really, really dumb sharks. Gotcha! Nice set of wheels. That way leads to certain death. Looks like congealed blood, feels like congealed blood. Don't even want to think about where all this came from. That goes back to the basement.
Two and two make four. Two, four. Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Good enough for value land.
All right, we now have a complete trolley. Use mended trolley with blonde female.
Surprise! Look what I fixed up nice, a set of wheels.
Aren't you a darling?
At the risk of sounding a little weird, are either of you carrying anything explosive?
Yeah, just this jumbo-sized bottle of Last Blood, poor Femmes. Right,
nice.
Jump in, Kayleigh. Oh, for Christ's sakes. Come on, Kayleigh. You're going to make the wedding after all.
Congratulations, he's a very lucky man. Return it to Value Land. You'll get your pound back.
Let's exit to the empty lot. Oh, yeah.
Car seems to be shaking a bit. Crumbs! There's something in there. What if it's a badger? I hate badgers. Police! I'm about to open the boot. Hands where I can see them.
you are. I beg your pardon? I'm sorry, I didn't get any of that. Should I appoint you a translator?
This guy's tied up and duct taped his face.
Yeah, I remember him.
Are you in need of assistance?
Oh dear.
You're not making any sense. Is there anything I can do to help? I'm afraid you'll have to speak up. Oh, never mind. You seem a little busy right now. The man appears to have stuck tape over his mouth. I do that sometimes when I can't shut up. So, I'm going to attempt to remove the tape so that we may converse freely. To do so, I may come in contact with your face. Do you wish for me to proceed? I'll ask again. Do you wish for me to proceed?
Oh, dear.
I'll assume you mean yes. If you're harmed in this process, you may make a report to my superior. Me lucky flipping stars for flip's sake. Me life's in the hands of Officer Git for Brains. Not even a thank you. What day is it? Tuesday, I think. No, yes, definitely Tuesday. Tuesday. What is it, morning, afternoon? It's 3:49 and 26 seconds, post-meridian. Oh, is that all? I've barely been in here an hour. And there I go already urinating in my own trousers. Oh, flip me. Is there anything I can offer in the way of assistance? I could murder a jam roly-poly. Got it. Maybe a bowl of custard, a spoon, and the flipping ropes off. Right. What can I do to make you more comfortable? Oh, I don't know. Foot massage might be nice. Coming right? Oh, all right, silly us. Maybe just the ropes then, eh? Forgive me if this appears rude, but is there a peculiar smell about you? I've been in here a while. I probably smell like all kinds of bodily fluids. Unless, of course, you're referring to the petrol.
Ah, yes, petrol. I love that smell. Ah, yes, body fluids. I loathe that smell. What's that? Sorry, I was miles away.
What's that? Sorry, I was miles away. No worries, I've got nowhere I need to be. Why would they douse you in petrol and then not set fire to you?
I don't know, but I flipping well wasn't going to ask.
Stay calm. I'm all over this.
Oh, Brill. I'll just wait here then.
I wouldn't want to mess his distinctive hairstyle.
Okay then. Looks like we need to find something to cut the ropes.
I'm not going in there without rubber gloves, thank you very much. I can't leave Hector. What would he do without me? What's he got there? A tiny matchstick house. You don't think I could have a few of those matches, do you?
No chance. It's delicate. The whole thing could fall apart if you look at it wrong.
But if I could just look away, avert your eyes. So, what's that little wooden thing you're playing with?
You like it? I made it myself from 483 matchsticks. It's a scale model of my dream house, complete with tiny little match family.
Oh, that mustn't have been easy with a hook for a hand.
Took me 6 years, nights and weekends. This new hand, I should be done in an hour, though.
Just think, one day you could build yourself a real house out of really big matches.
That'd almost be my dream come true. All I'd need then is a family who'd adopt me.
So, this house, why?
My only dream in life is to live in a humble house with a family I can call my own. Maybe with one of them flat-screen 3D TVs in my bedroom. I know that's never going to happen, you see.
You never know. Oh. Hold on to your dreams, I say. I always dreamed I'd be a policeman, and look at me now, hoking about in a soiled trash heap.
Ow.
You really shouldn't be playing with matches, you know.
But they're fun.
But they're dangerous.
Yeah, but they're also fun.
What would I need to do for you to get a match? Keeping in mind I already improved your life with that hand.
Well, sir, there's only one other thing I could possibly want, but you've been so kind already, I'm afraid to ask.
Go on, it's okay. The worst I can do is laugh in your face.
Well, will you be my daddy?
What? Oh, no, no, don't do that, no. Well, my wife Philomena's always talked about kids.
You mean it?
She's always saying I'll never do anything right and I can't make a decision on my own. Imagine her surprise if I came home with a new son. Okay, I'll do it. Call me Papa.
Oh, sir, you wouldn't be putting me on, would you?
Not a chance, son. You won't be needing your dream house anymore. My house may not be made of matches, but it's a match made in heaven for a lucky young boy like you.
Oh, Daddy, I thought this day would never come.
Don't hug me until you've had a long bath. Until then, make your way down to number 73 Pillock's Way. You'll know it by the blue door and stone cladding. Oh, just wait until you see it, boy. Instead of
Did
a
I
house
hear that
inside
address,
a fridge,
right?
There's a fridge inside the house.
Oh, Father, finally I'm a real boy.
I'll meet you there. Philomena's going to be so surprised. She can help me pick a name for the little fella. Wait, hang on. Oh, little Tyke's stolen my wallet. That's all right. I'll get them back off him later, back at the house. Joys of parenting. They're always up to something, those rascals.
What were you saying?
I said, did I hear that address right? It was on Pillock's Way.
I guess so.
Oh.
Need to be really careful with it. It's like I'm carrying his dreams. There. Hector, I'm sending something down to you. It's very special. It took my son 6 years to make. Please be very careful with it.
Okay. Let's switch to Hector, I guess.
Oh, if only I had a cigarette right now. Oh, if only I had a cigarette right now. Rickety, but they'll probably hold.
Okay.
Thank goodness I got to this plastic knife before it fell into the plastic hands of them plastic dummies in the basement.
That's funny.
I am enthralled by your fine detective work. Or something.
Alright, so I put the Lesplode in the bin for Hector to retrieve, and I got the plastic knife now. So let's see if we
it's
can free that
guy. It's part of my
job
to keep knives off our city streets. Still. Don't cut yourself. I know. I'm not even wearing safety gloves. There. You're free to go. Compliments of the Clappersbreek Police Service.
He's got cement shoes.
Oh, you silly fellow. You never told me you had cement shoes. You can't go home like that. Listen, mate, you've done enough. Thanks for getting me this far. Hold on, I'm sure I can help. Let's be honest with ourselves here. It took you a stupid amount of time to realise I was wearing tape. And then it took you half a donkey's before you could slice a flipping rope. By the time you've wrapped your head round this one, I could have walked back to town. In fact, probably quicker if I do. Toodaloo.
Wow.
Oh, fritters. I never did find out what that thing was. Or where he got those nice pajamas. You're welcome.
Okay, we've got rope.
This thing reeks of petrol. Great. Now I can do a spot of quiff maintenance before I talk to the press outside, waiting to interview Hector, the town hero.
Let's use the rope.
That'll make
the
a
toilet.
Crude fuse. All I need now is something with a bit of kick.
I'm the splode.
Just need to light it. Lambert, I'm about to light the fuse. Stay back from the wall.
Muffled shout is my shout in his muffled. Stay back from
Hector,
the muffling.
I can't hear you. I'm losing
what?
Signal. I'm coming closer to the wall.
Fuse is lit. Retreat from the wall.
What's that? A treat from the mall? No time
oh,
for
no.
that.
Wall explosion Double. Imminent. By now, you should be well away from the wall, safely hidden behind a large object.
I can now physically get no closer to the wall. Please repeat
He's covered in shit.
You look like crap.
Yeah, we think so.
Really burns. I think I got some in my mouth.
Right, let's shake a leg. We've got a bastard to catch.
Have you got any hand sanitizer?
Whoa.
No, Lambert, there just weren't any hostages.
So, you're saying the dummies blew up the building?
No, you spaz, you're not getting it at all.
So, were the dummies...
Gloria, fret not, I'm alive, back in action with nothing more than a bruised shin.
Hmm? Oh, hey, Hector, thought you were dead. Hey, Lambert.
Hiya.
What, that's it, I return from the grave and all I get is a, hey, Hector.
Thought your clinical waste bin would be overflowing with soppy tissues at my demise.
No, just the usual brain matter and bullet fragments. Anyway, better get back to it. These bones don't saw themselves.
So what now, boss?
Well, got a few bits of evidence to run by forensics here and the tech lab across the hall. Then I'm going to single-handedly track down this son of a dog end.
What about me? Can I help?
You? Why don't you, you yank through some town records or something? Find out everything you can about that building. The building we just blew up.
Oh, right. I'm on it.
Hey, Gloria, want to see what I've got in me trousers?
Am I going to need a microscope?
Dirt it, it's pretty big.
Oh.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, you know how to impress a girl. There's trace evidence of something odd. It's an adhesive polymer composed primarily of nitrocellulose, mica, benzophenone 1, and toluene dissolved in a solvent of butyl acetate.
Butyl as what?
If I'm not mistaken, all these things can be found in a specific blend of pigments and adhesives to produce a desired attraction effect in courting rituals or simply for presentation.
No.
This looks to me like a trace coating vial number 69105 of Aphrodite's Latex 90.
Oh, with the what now?
Common household nail varnish.
Oh, blimmin' hell, woman, why didn't you just say that in the first place? I should arrest you for impeding my investigation.
We don't get much drama around here.
So the terrorist is a woman?
Not necessarily.
Cross-dresser, then?
No, it's not like there's concentrations around the trigger. It's more of an overall coating, like the varnish and gun were housed in the same location.
Guns and beauty products. Where would I find those together? What? Now, come on, don't make me drag it out of you with tweezers and a cotton swab.
I'd start at Doreen's. Let me give you the address.
Doreen's?
And don't be shy about picking me up one of those bath bombs to say thanks.
Okay, so we got a new location on the map. Let's go to the tech lab.
Suppose I'll better pay a visit to the grand geek across the hall. I hate that smug bastard. He rules over that filthy computer lab like a cockroach on a moldy bagel.
Great imagery.
Solid base. Detective Inspector? It's the mangled remains of the terrorist's remote-controlled sniper rifle. Thought you might like a bit of a challenge. Challenge? Please. All right, let's see what you've got. Where'd you get this? Crime scene. Oh, I thought this might have been your personal laptop which you shot after all your crops died on Farmville. What's Farmville? Here we go. Major Corrupto, obviously, given the state, but still a few blocks snaggable with a wee bit of intel. What are you doing? If I attempt to explain it to you, what are the chances you'll comprehend? About the same as speaking Portuguese to a Chelsea band.
Yep, okay.
Few nuggets of infotainment just floated to the top. One, all the personal data's been corrupted. I've got no names, addresses, phone numbers, accounts, nothing. Probably stored on a bit of the laptop that got shot. Yes, it was probably stored on the bit of the laptop that got shot. Two, in what little data that is on here, there's a number of references to the Clapper's Reek Police Service. It's got CWPS all over the place. Weird. I concur. I'll keep poking at it, see if it leads anywhere. Third, I was able to run a trace on the guy's IP. IP? Oh, internet protocol address. Lost. Everyone who uses the internet is assigned an IP address. I've got his.
What good is that?
Well, in the time it took me to say I've got his, I hacked into all the ISPs in the city and tracked his virtual IP address to a physical address. Does it have a door? One that a real policeman like me can knock on and collect answers. And in the time it took you to ask such a dumb question, I already transferred the coordinates to your GPS. My GP what? Google it. You can keep that. Already did.
Okay. New location has been added. The furry furnace.
Maybe I'll go back and talk to Gloria. I'll feel more intelligent around her. What's the matter? Too smart in here for you? No, it's probably just because she's a woman.
Shemar's written and said, "Oh, techno in the background now."
Here, I got you this.
Oh, Hector.
I found a massive pool of congealed blood at the crime scene. Got you a sample.
Tell me, Hector, when taking this sample, did you hermetically seal it in an evidence bag and note the time and date?
No, I folded it up and put it in my back pocket.
Oh, here, give us a look. Why, Hector, is this your blood?
Ball bags, I hope not. There were gallons of it. What makes you think it's mine?
Because it's 100% barbecue sauce.
Slap me ass with a trap. You're right.
Hector, I thought you were the kind of man who could smell a barbecue from the other side of a paper mill.
Let's not forget I've been in the vicinity of 3 explosions already today, and one was a toilet.
Well, I'd like to help Village, but the old crime computer doesn't exactly have a search by condiments classification.
That's all right. Gee, I'll take this one from here. Barbecue sauce, eh? A chemical compound of Worcestershire, garlic, capsicia, pectin, sodium benzoate, and sweet, sweet love. No two sauces are alike, but it takes a refined sense of smell to pick out the minutiae. And while my onker may be on the fritz, there is someone I know who just might be able to help.
Beef Mart. Okay, well, so, shall we go to Doreen's, the Furry Furnace, or Beef Mart?
Beef Mart. I'm hungry. Let's go to Beef Mart.
That reminds me, I got a London broil to cook.
Ooh, nice.
That's Cadogan Dunderbeck. He'd fill it his grandmother if you slipped him a fiver. I'd like a pound of bollocks, please, my good man. A pound of... Wait a minute! I know that voice! Hector, you old truffle pig. Still snuffling around in the offal, I see. How's the bloodlust, beef cheeks? Slaughtered anything hairy lately? Well, I never. Old Hector, it's been a while since you graced these parts. You gone veggie or something? Not a chance. Still as carnivorous as ever. The preferred mealtime dish is still meat with a side order of meat washed down with a glass of meat. I take it your lunchtime bite is still the classic Hector sandwich. Indeed it is. One slice of buttered bread between 2 slabs of cooked ham. Oh, Hector, we shared such fond meat-themed good times. I've yet to meet anyone that appreciates a boneless shin as much as you do. Now, what can I do for you, old friend? You've always been my go-to guy on meat-connected cases, right? Aye, we've had some fantastic, disgusting times, haven't we? You're not kidding.
Let's see. Remember the Centipod's Saveloy case? Remember the curious case of the collagen clinic? Remember the dramatic conclusion of the baby rack rib roast murders of 95? Remember that guy running around town with the ground beef in his trunks?
The last one.
Remember that guy running about town with the ground beef in his trunks? That was me. Listen, Kentuckin, I need you to take a look at something for me.
Seems I've done more favours for you than I've had gristle in me teeth.
Well, don't forget, I did let you in on one of the only 2 methods of how to legally kill someone.
Only I wish I knew that before they put me away for 12 years. You still haven't told me the second method.
Maybe one of these days.
I'll hold you to that. Now, what have you got?
Get your schnozzle round that. Tell me what you make of it.
Hmm. Interesting. Mellowing it down, the protein traces are a young breed, continental European, possibly Charolais.
What about the sauce itself?
The sauce-based ingredients are from a recognizable supply, but have been simmered in a large vat, made in bulk, and filled out with cheap white vinegar.
I don't need a full ingredients list, just take a swing at it.
If I had to make a call, I'd say it has all the hallmarks of Chez Le Buffet restaurant. Except...
Except?
Something tells me it's not their usual in-house formula. It's been a while since I tore up a Hereford Angus in there, but judging by this, their quality has considerably dropped. Anyway, that's about as close as I'm gonna get you.
Thanks, old friend.
Don't mention it to anyone. Seriously, though, don't.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Don't be a stranger.
Meat's so rank, those flies have turned vegan. Never know when you're gonna need a mitt full of dead bugs.
Okay, let's head to the furry furnace. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my holy hell. Who comes up with this stuff?
I don't think we're gonna be able to get into here. It's guarded.
Doreen's nail bar and army surplus. Beauty products and guns. I just sprang me brain thinking about it. And while we're at it, who are these clowns? Oh, someone give that guy a Nutri-Bar.
It's a blood donor. Let's go in here.
Oh, steal yourself. Who knows what's in there?
Then, shock horror. The Bags and Beyond sales assistant lifts the last Gigi Logi out the window and sells it?
No.
I knew I practically died right there. What did you do? Well, what any girl would, of course. I waited patiently for the cow to exit the shop and I shot her in a fat leg.
You didn't.
I did that a favour. She would have been the Queen of Ming with that handbag and her permatan.
What did you use, the semi-auto?
Yup, good old dependable semi. You're absolutely right, very practical.
I can tell you now it'll come in super handy when sale season rolls round.
Welcome to Doreen's Nail Bar and Army Surplus, Clapper's Reek's foremost destination for all your manicure and military needs.
Scary female alert.
There should be a cat.
What?
That scary female alert should be a cat, but it's not isolated enough. Funny. Oh.
I'm Detective Inspector Hector. I'm investigating a terrorist attack that occurred earlier today.
Are you now? Well, I don't mind telling you, I have a bit of a thing for the good guys. I'd love to find out what's really behind the badge.
Oh, bugger. Not one of these conversations. Are you the owner of this establishment?
I am indeed. Doreen's the name. Pleasure to meet you.
Well, you don't know that yet, do you?
Well, you're pleasurable to my eye so far.
You really think so?
I'll try anything once.
Would you mind examining an item I have in my possession?
Oh, I'll examine anything you like, big stuff.
Look, I thought very hard about that last sentence to phrase it in a way that you couldn't possibly think I was flirting with you. If I'd said, would you mind running your hands over me weapon, it would have been a totally different story.
I don't know what you're on about.
I need to know if you've retained any record of who purchased this rifle.
Very bad shape. Yeah, I remember this one. Took me a while to get the shaft sprung correctly. I'm sure you don't have that problem, officer.
Oh. Do you know who last acquired it?
I might. Over there I have a filing cabinet with all the signed sales receipts from the past 30 days. But I operate on a strict privacy guarantee with all my customers.
Oh, just what I need. An honest criminal.
Seriously, I need that information.
I can't just hand over my keys to any man who walks in off the street. I get repeat business because I'm faithful to my customers. I'm just a faithful kind of girl. Except when I'm not.
Oh, cripes. Look, it's really important that I get into your filing cabinet.
Sorry, you're not getting any access to my private area.
Oh, don't say it, don't say it.
At least not until you've taken me out to dinner first.
Oh, can't take much more of her. What sort of services do you offer here?
Our services include manicures, pedicures, oiling, barrel scouring, waxing, tanning, reloading, calibrating, head and hand massage, firing pin or hair replacement and therapy.
What sort of therapy?
Anything from aroma to post-traumatic stress.
Do you do gift vouchers?
We do. Available on request after a 3-day waiting period and full background check.
Do you have a license to sell weapons?
Of course I do. I'm legal. Barely.
I don't need any beauty treatment.
Let me see your hands.
I'm not comfortable with you touching me.
Oh, come on. Just one, then. Ooh, nasty. Your skin definitely needs a bit of rejuvenation. We offer an intensive therapy for dry, parched, powder-burned hands. An exfoliating sweet pomegranate hot oil treatment followed by a moisturising warm towel massage. And a complimentary 23-round extension for your shotgun.
I don't need any guns either.
If you're unsure, we can make it easy for you. Take our What Firearm Suits Your Lifestyle questionnaire.
Any specials today?
I recommend the Sniper's Combo. Pick one item of precision artillery and we'll throw in a relaxing eye therapy session and a hand massage. Remember to breathe out as you squeeze the trigger.
Doreen.
I like you, Hector. It's undeniable there's chemistry between us.
The only thing between us is a glass cabinet full of merkins and a sense of awkwardness.
You really want access to my private records? Let's just say I'm willing to be persuaded.
By records, you actually mean the physical ones with customer signatures on.
Oh, it'll be physical, all right. Jeez, you never let up with your flirting, do you?
You walked into that one, mate.
I can assure you that's the last thing I'm doing. Are you asking me out?
No, you're asking me out. I've got something you want, and you've got something I want.
What do I have, dare I ask, that you want?
I'd like to learn more about your interrogation techniques.
I'll bring me truncheon.
Oh, now you're talking.
Isn't there a much less contrived way of gaining access to your files?
Afraid not. If you really want to impress me, why don't you take me out for a nice dinner?
Depends on what you mean by nice. I know a nice little kebab place down on...
Oh, detective. You don't impress a girl with a kebab.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but what if it's a particularly thick and meaty one?
You're gonna have to do better than that.
Damn, I was sure that would occur. Just lingering, thanks. Good day, miss.
It's Mrs. actually. Mrs. Leisha Pelchester of the Pelchesters. Perhaps you've heard of me?
No, thankfully. You mean the Pelchesters? Weren't you in Cloudy with a Chance of Meat and Balls? Ta, darling.
The third one.
Weren't you in Cloudy with a Chance of Meat and Balls?
No.
Shame, that's a family favourite of mine. Getting ahead to Dome Makeover? Big night planned?
Every night's a big night when you're me, darling. Tonight I've managed to pull some strings and get us a romantic table for two at Sexy Chic Shayla Buffet.
Bedroom eyes from Shorty and a steaming trough of warm meat? That's actually on my bucket list.
Honey, it's on everybody's bucket list.
How How would one go about scoring a table at Chez Le Buffet?
Easy. Just be me.
As much as I'd love that to happen, I'd never get anything done. I'd just stay at home and play with me fake breasts all day.
Ah, yeah. Sundays are the best.
I need a table at Chez Le Buffet.
Better head down there and sit on a cancellation standby then, darling. You can't have my table. I'm so excited about tonight. A flock of wild sheep couldn't get me to call it off. Unless those sheep came in the form of unequivocal proof that my shorty was messing around with some fat slag floozy. Which would never happen because I'm his one and only.
Yeah, right.
I'll just bet you are. Wait a second. Polchester. Shorty Polchester of Clatters United.
The very same?
Oh, Shorty. I've lost many a shilling to that overpaid groin injury and overrated public tosspot. Say, wasn't he the one that got the entire English women's football team pregnant during a 2007 World Cup training session in the Algarve?
You didn't believe that story, did you? You're probably one of those guys that reads the papers.
So you're the latest bit of crumpet that's masquerading as Shorty's missus, then?
The latest? The one and only, I mean. The love of Shorty's life.
But I thought Shorty was shacked up with some brunette tart that used to present the coveted 3 to 4pm jewellery section of the PVC shopping channel. Just once I wish I could have been that 4-carat sovereign pendant depicting the entire cast of Hotel Babylon she was running her fingers over.
It was 8-carat, thank you very much.
That was you? Well, bugger me. So, you and Shorty are happy pair, then?
Totally. The press even have a name for us, you know, like Brangelina or Benifer. They call us Shisha.
Good job your name wasn't Kitty.
Silly. My name is Leisha.
Ta, darling. I'm an alpha male. Get me out of here. Great. Now I smell like lavender. I don't have any coins. That means the only call I can make is 999, and I'm sure Wadsworth is too busy for a chinwag. Stand aside, Kong. Why not? It's not like you've got a queue here.
Dress.
You want me to wear a dress?
Code.
You serious? A dress code? Yeah.
Shirt.
Ah, figures. The one day of my life I sacrificed me shirt for the good of the town. And look where it gets me. So, what's this beef on demand, then?
It's our new service. All-you-can-eat beef delivered right to your door. Any cut, any sauce, any time, anywhere.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Sweet Enola Gay, why did I not know about this? That might be the best business idea I've ever heard since those hard hats with beer cans attached.
That's right. Beef on demand. You order, we slaughter.
Nice slogan. Only rhymes in Britain, though.
Was anybody eating during
hey,
that?
Isn't there some show on now about conjoined octuplets?
Really? Those shows are so gross. What channel?
It's called Eight Heads, One Arse or something. Keep flipping, you'll find it.
Okay, I stole the donation tin. Which had
chump
some coins
change
in it.
From a chump's change jar.
Yeah.
Who would I call? I don't have any friends. Who would I call?
Hmm.
Maybe I'll get Lambert a tea. Nah, I'm busy.
As much as I loathe asking your opinion, I could use your help with this case.
Really, boss? Well, I'd love to help. What's the problem?
I found a couple with a reservation, but I can't get them to cancel.
What are they like?
A lying, cheating, sex club frequenting pillock and his unsuspecting socialite airhead wife.
Oh, boy, with the picture you just painted of them, I can't picture their marriage lasting that much longer.
Nah, I can't picture it either. Bloody ape of a bouncer won't let me into the club.
Why not?
Says I need a bloody shirt.
Bloody shirt? What sort of club is this?
I don't know why I keep talking to you.
By the way, in response to the comment I made before about eating, some others wrote and said, I was having chicken nuggets with sweet and sour sauce, damn it.
Wow. Congratulations on making it this far without needing hit. No one has ever done that before. You should feel really, really good about yourself for waiting this long to cash in your chips as a... What? Logician?
Logician?
Yeah.
You're not familiar with that word?
I've never heard that word before. And admit defeat to yourself. Good try, well done. For starters, have you had a chat with Lambert yet? Look, I know Lambert's a bit of a, well, to put it as nice as I possibly can, a feckless turd with ears. But occasionally, if you ask him a direct question, he spits out some vague nonsensical burbling that under direct sunlight can be loosely described as a hint. Consider it like one of those aha moments they have in real detective shows, when a conversation about ponies suddenly helps them unravel a mysterious murder mystery. If you get stuck, have a chat with Lambert first. And if you run into trouble, I suppose you can pop back here. But only if you're desperate. You're only eroding your sense of self-worth hanging around in here. And every time I have to interact with your ugly arse, I could lose just a tiny bit more respect for you.
Wow.
We need to talk about Doreen. I can't stop thinking about barbecue beef. There's something troubling me about the sex club. I think I've completed all three leads, but I can't quite solve the case. Well, let's just go with the first one. Doreen won't spill the beans about who purchased the rifle. Ah, Doreen. I know her like an old lover. Oh my god. In fact, that's a story for another time. Look, Doreen's not very subtle, is she? And the mountain of man meat you present in your current on-screen form has done nothing but make her mouth water. Her watering mouth must be filled, not with man meat, nay, but with meat meat.
Oh god.
This metaphor has gotten too questionable for censorship purposes.
Yeah, I was going to say you may have taken it a bit too far.
It literally, I'm just reading what it says.
No, I know.
Look, just take her out for a nice dinner. You'll find a classy joint sooner or later. I can't get a reservation. That bastard waiter. Who the hell does he think he is? Listen, maybe someone you've already met on your travels has a reservation there. Ask around. Probably someone who is non-superficial, unconcerned about the adoring public, and is thigh-deep in a loving marriage. Surely they'll be accommodating. I still can't get a reservation. Right. I can only assume you've met the Polchesters. Whoops, spoiler alert! Have you acquired a shirt yet? If not, pop over to the sex club and get yourself past the bouncer first. Oh, you have met them. Excellent. You may continue.
Yeah. Huh?
Over to the sex club. What sex club? How am I supposed to get a shirt? Right, so the Polchesters. Obviously their marriage is on the rocks, with that shorty hanging around in a sex club and Leisha being a vacuous gold-digging tart. One small nudge should push them over the edge. You may be rending asunder the holy sacrament of wedded bliss, but hey, free table at the Chez. By the way, I should probably let you in on a little secret here. But there's more to that... I don't want to read that. So, what the heck? Where am I supposed to get the shirt? Let's try...
Maybe I'll get Lambert a tea.
I got an idea.
This case is grinding me down.
Whenever I'm down in the dumps, I go out and buy myself a new tie.
I've always wondered where you got so many. I'm getting nowhere.
Hey, me too. We could go there together.
Might as well, since you already know the way.
Oh.
How's the building history coming along, Lambert?
Well, so far, I've made a list of all the things I need to find.
What's the list?
It says History of Building at the top.
We're really, so boss? Totally screwed.
Never mind, I'll work it out myself.
Computer.
Now you're just being stupid.
Dang it.
Where is this elusive club?
Well, we're outside of it. I don't know.
We need...
I don't get it.
Why, a gentleman's club. I'd like to partake in the pleasures of your fine establishment, my good man. Oh, goodness me, I've dropped 20 quid in the gutter over there. Would you mind picking it up for me? What's your dress code again?
Shirt.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need to speak to the manager. I'm leaving before this gets ugly.
I don't get it. Oh, yeah. I think I remember now. We gotta get the shirt from the blood donor guy.
I was gonna say, Lambert did say bloody.
Did you forget to remove your shirt before adding the bleach?
Been sitting on this plastic chair all day. Hooked up, waiting for my art to pump some blood into my arm to earn a bit of art cash.
And I thought my day was crap. Why don't you try getting your blood pumping, like doing some star jumps?
Was gonna jog round the van earlier, but it made me lightheaded and nauseous before I'd even left the chair.
Yeah, jogging has that same effect on me. Well, for the 10 seconds I accidentally tried it, it did. Nearly through a bilious attack. So, what brings you to the drip for dosh?
You would not believe how much the demand for door-to-door office supplies has plummeted.
I blame the internet. But then I blame the internet for just about everything.
I've turned to selling my own rapidly diminishing blood. If I don't, my wife will be forced to shop at Lidl.
Look, I've already established you're a loser.
Oh,
there's
wow.
no need to give me the backstory to prove it. How's the door-to-door game these days?
Oh, are you interested in buying? I've still got loads of top-notch stock remaining. You look like a man who's into his arts and crafts. How about a nice craft pack for those rainy days alone?
Arts and what? I'm a man's man, you pansy arse.
It includes a nice set of coloured pipe cleaners, a pair of left-handed safety scissors, and some sequins.
Well, sounds like a dandy night in.
I shall return.
I don't have much need for office supplies in my line of work.
How about a multi-pack of 500 white sticky labels? A pack of still-working highlighter pens? I can hook you up with a human-sized laminating machine. Please, anything.
I brought bodies to the morgue that were fresher than you.
Hey, you seem like a nice guy. Think you could help me out a bit?
I know I'm gonna regret this, but how?
Just a pint or two, just to get me through to the end of the week.
Sorry, did you just hit me up for a blood loan?
Just enough to fill this bag, then I can stop at the chippy on the way home.
Your kids need a father more than they need chips.
They'll manage.
I don't give blood. I usually spill other people's if they start to get on my wick.
Go on, give me a drop. As a freebie, I'll throw in the office stationery. How'd you like a box of only 1 year out-of-date wall planners?
I'll pass.
Or I'll hit you up with a couple of packets of US letter printer paper.
Blasphemy. Good old British A4 is all I'll ever use. Same printer paper as the Queen of England herself. Are you seriously asking me for blood? What's in it for me?
Oh, come on, I'm not a bad man. Help me out. If I was in your place, I'd do anything to help a friend in need. Give you the shirt off me back, I would.
He would, you know. Nice guy, that Barry.
Oh, don't mention it, Ted.
You say something about the shirt off your back?
Well, what about the office supplies? Multi-pack of fluorescent highlighters?
I distinctly heard you say the shirt off your back.
But
you did say shirt, Barry. You can't backpedal on a verbal contract.
Ah, phooey. I suck at negotiation.
Yeah, explains why you're still trying to shift those highlighters. So if I give you some blood, you'll give me a shirt. Deal?
But
you did say shirt, Barry.
Ah, phooey. I suck at negotiation.
It's been real. I've given enough blood in the line of duty. So, you're really not overcome with joy to see me alive?
If you really had died, deep down I would have known.
Oh, Gloria, I always knew there was a bond between us.
Plus, sooner or later all the stiffs get rolled in here. Would have run a scalpel through eventually, eh, Hector?
So, Gloria.
Hector, don't get me wrong. I'm really happy to see you, really. I've just got this pile of stiffs to work through before Corey comes on. So if you've got something specific you need me to look at, hand it over. Otherwise, I'd better be getting back to it.
Right. Some other time, then. I wonder what my head weighs. I didn't realise Gloria was into astronomy. I don't know what any of this stuff does. Is this blood?
I call it Nosferatu's Delight.
Sounds ominous. What's in it?
It's a black pudding-flavoured frappuccino smoothie.
So it's blood in a slushy machine.
94% genuine livestock blood with a hint of basil. Take some if you like. On the house, old mate.
Got any cups or anything?
No. There's been a run on this stuff with the Goths.
I'll need to bring me own.
Okay. Where do I get a cup from?
A cup, huh?
Trawling through yellowed building permits, my second circle of hell. Murray?
There was a skull. Really? Nobody thought that was funny?
Kind of went over my head.
Murray.
Wow,
yay, Murray.
That's shameful.
I know. That took
that's
me a minute to
do. Very shameful.
Yeah, yeah.
Murray.
So, where the hell am I supposed to get a
gun used in a crime? Drop it here. Ugh.
What are we looking for now?
Some sort of
as much
container.
As I know, with asking your opinion, I could use your help. Really? Quick, lab, I need blood.
Shot again, eh?
No, not for me. Some guy downtown says he'll give me his shirt for some blood.
Weird. Well, normally I'd say right here, but I think Gloria just used the last bag of it on Linklater. Turns out he survived.
Bollocks, I owe that guy a tenner. Thought I was in the clear.
I'm sorry, gonna have to find somewhere else like me to have copious amounts of blood. Good luck.
A sauce shelf. Anything to cover up the taste. Old Dunderbeck's Mince-O-Matic, the meat dealer's equivalent of money laundering. Number 58008. That's my badge number, punk, and I order you to cooperate.
Whatever, boss.
Do you recognise this sauce?
Butterfly? Or maybe a ballerina?
Butterfly? It's not a blimmin' Rorschach test, you jackanape. I was talking about the sauce.
Oh. Well, that case, truth is, it actually looked like a man sodomising a city bus.
Tell me more about this beef on demand.
Wow,
imagine
that was fantastic.
Mountains and mountains of meat.
I'm listening.
Piled high on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah, still with you.
Driving through the busy streets of our fine city in the hot, hot sun.
That's enough for now. What can you tell me about the man who ordered this sauce?
Are you for real?
It's very important, and may I remind you that by failing to answer correctly, you may be charged with...
Harboring a terrorist, aiding and abetting a fugitive of justice, perjury, public defecation.
Public defecation.
Public defecation?
Oh, all right. Just don't tell my boss there's no staff toilet on the premises.
Oh my god.
I was hoping I'd get lost in the smell of stewed beef.
Oh, I thought that was the stewed beef.
Technically, it was once.
So, can you confirm with absolute clarity that this sauce came from your restaurant?
Confirmed? Well, actually, not absolute clarity. Where did you find it?
In an abandoned building in the industrial estate, covering about 200 square feet of the interior.
Oh, fiddlesticks. He must be back at it.
Who is?
A delivery driver for Beef on Demand.
So what is your Beef on Demand driver back at, exactly?
Same old tricks, same old pranks, you know, the usual.
Actually, I don't know. Enlighten me.
Can't grass or he could get done for assault.
You're about to get done with assault.
Seems I've said too much already.
Never mind, not hungry. He looks like Parmaham wrapped round a breadstick. Right, I need a table for two.
Looking at sir, I am inclined to agree. What date would sir require?
Oh, any time, I'm not fussy.
Reservations do fluctuate, I'll just check. Ah, you may be in luck, sir. There will be another table free in 11 months. How does that suit?
And if it's sooner, the way my day's going, I'll be dead by then.
That will be a sad day for us all. Good day.
Blood's worth a lot more to me inside my body. Have to shake out the nail clipping somewhere along the way.
I found a bucket. Thank God.
There's gotta be tasty. Something wrong with any meat product you can drink. Being a loser's in his blood.
Use bucket of blood with blood donor.
Yo, Barry, here's a gallon for you. Knock yourself out.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're a true saint.
If only you knew.
So, what'll it be in exchange, chum? The sticky labels or the wall planner?
Hey, no, none of that. I want the shirt off your back, like you said.
The shirt? All right. Well, I didn't think you'd... see, this is the lucky shirt my dead auntie brought me.
No, it really tugs on my heartstrings, but a deal's a deal. Shirt. He's got you there, Barry.
Well, you... drive a hard bargain, friend. Here you go.
Something doesn't quite feel right. A little neat.
He put on a tie.
He must have had a case of the sweats.
We now have a shirt.
Let's go clubbing.
Yes. Got a few minutes.
Stand back, big fella. You'll crease the shirt. Good boy.
Might be a biscuit in it.
Let's enter.
Stand back, big fella.
Good. Heard that already, damn it.
Come on, boys, be sinful. I'll strip to be sure.
Oh my god.
How about a Hail Mary to see some more?
And they say church is boring.
Hey, Jesus, I'm working me ones off. Here, you might stay awake, like.
Hey, guys, what you watching?
It's the two guys from the porn shop.
Oh.
Can't a guy get a drink around here?
Nice one. But play that next.
Is this the bug?
Let's go into the confessional.
Right, what have they done to the confessional to rip the last foundations of decency out of this place? This some kind of peep show? Ah, come on, ladies. Open up and give us a look-see. Sit down, my son. All right, daddy-o, I'll play your little game. Noi, how long has it been since your last confession? What year is it again? I see. And what sins have you committed lately?
Irresponsibility of sorts? Well, there was that one time at the Christmas parade, when I look at a woman...
I inadvertently shagged a Salvation Army bandswoman at a carol concert, puncturing her tambourine. And what do you think might be an appropriate penance for such an atrocity? What about a neatly typed apology to the Pope? I could get Lambert started on it right away. That'd probably do the trick quite nicely. There now, are you unburdened? Go in peace, my child.
Okay, then.
That was funny.
There were no options for your confession without killing the priest.
That is entirely too many different words happening at once just then.
What the hell? Where did that guy come from?
Sorry.
Somebody came out of the confessional we were just in.
What?
I could shake this dirty habit.
Wait a minute. There's a confession in the sex club.
It's a converted church.
And with that,
I am going to save and quit.
And at least we're getting somewhere now.
Yes, exactly.
That brings a whole new meaning to oh my god.
Oh yeah, you did that, didn't you?
So tune in next week where we will continue some more Hector. Goodbye.
Excellent.